Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
These reports for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo are provided for you from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. They are supported by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. The third of 10 rounds of competition at the 59th Annual 2017 Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Results went this way in Las Vegas at the Thomas & Mack Center. In the bareback bronc riding, defending world champion Iowa's Tim O'Connell rode the Bucking Horse of the Year of C5 Rodeo Company from Canada named Virgil. They were a whopping 91.5 points, earning the $26,230.77 that pays the winner of each round in each event. Richmond champion of Texas was in second. Jake Vold of Canada was in third for round three in the bareback riding. Kyle Irwin won round three with a 3.4-second time in the big men's event steer wrestling. Montana's Ty Erickson, the season winner, was in second. In the team roping competition, Luke Brown of Texas and his partner Jake Long of Coffeyville, Kansas, won the round with a 3.9-second time. A rookie, Junior Dees from Aurora, South Dakota, with Tyler McKnight from Texas, won second place. Saturday night saddle bronc riding, Jacobs Crawley, the 2015 world champion, was 87.5 on a Sutton Rodeo Company bucking horse from South Dakota, by the name of South Point. Ryder Wright was second place from Utah. Taos Muncy, two-time world champ from the Land of Enchantment, finished third in the bronc riding. Navajo cowboy Eric Rogers and his partner from Arizona, Corey Petska, placed in the money tonight, finishing fourth and fifth with a 4.8-second time. They won near $9,000. Blackfeet Indian cowboy Dustin Bird won last night with his partner Russell Cardoza from Oregon, but failed to place last night. In the barrel racing, Haley Kinsel from Cotulla, Texas, set an arena record, the fastest time ever in 32 years in Las Vegas at the Thomas & Mack Center, with a 13.11-second time in the Cloverleaf barrel racing. Cassie Mowry of Texas finished second, Amberlee Moore third. Bull riding competition. Cole Melanchon, Liberty, Texas, along with Sage Kimsey of Oklahoma, both had 91.5-point rides. A very, very entertaining competition. Kimsey, aboard Rafter H Rodeo Company from Tahlequah, Oklahoma, a Cherokee stock contractor bucking bull by the name of Nose Bender. That is Dell Hall's bull. Cole Melanchon was on Smith, Harper, and Morgan bull, hot and ready. Well, the world standings look this way. The all-around race is between Trevor Brazil of Decatur, Texas. He has over 300,000 won, and Tuff Cooper from Weatherford, Texas as well. He has 245,000 plus won. The win tonight extended Tim O'Connell's lead from Zwingle, Iowa with 264,800. Tanner Ross is the next contender with over 170,000 representing Minnesota. In the big men's event, steer wrestling, Montana's Ty Erickson has led the pack all year long. He is presently at top with 193,000 plus. Tyler Pearson has 177 some in second from Oklahoma. Tyler Wagersbach, the defending world champion that won 213,000 last year and the Top Gun Award, got a brand new truck. He is not out of it by any means. He has already 153,000. He has placed two rounds. Wagersbach defending his world title in the steer wrestling. Navajo cowboy Eric Rogers and his partner Corey Petska from Arizona are in third place presently with 156 grand and is still in contention for a world championship, no doubt. Blackfeet Indian cowboy Dustin Bird from Cut Bank, Montana, and his partner from Oregon, Russell Cardoza, have climbed up to sixth place in the world standings. They are in line for the title hunt as well. Indian Cowboys on the move in Las Vegas. This report has been brought to you exclusively for these stations along the Native Voice One radio network, proudly supported by Wrangler Jeans and Shirt. Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.